The Fan on Demand. The best NHL analysis and insight is what's on the lunch menu. Eat up. This is Hockey Central at Noon on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
Didn't think it would happen. Didn't think we'd still be talking about when will the Stanley Cup be presented on this day. Not a week ago. Not the way the LA Kings were rolling. It's Darren Millard, Nick Kiprios, Doug McLean here at Hockey Central. An announcement about the show coming this week. Can't reveal anything just yet, but an announcement coming about the show. At some point this week, Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final goes tonight in Los Angeles. Another opportunity for the LA Kings, their third shot at winning the Stanley Cup. We will chat about that. What's been the turnaround for the New Jersey Devils? Has it been more to do with the LA Kings? Also, the Detroit Red Wings showing the class of their organization again. And teams continue to make... don't look at me like that.
Well, why? What did the Detroit do that was so classy?
Well, they gave Brad Stewart back to the San Jose Sharks.
They traded him.
Right.
Well, what's so classy about making a trade?
Well, they could have traded him anywhere.
He's unrestricted. Doesn't matter.
So, but it gives him a head start. Gives him a 3-week head start to sign the contract.
I would think they got the conditional pick that they wanted.
Yeah. But he gives him a 3-week head start to
classy.
Go back.
He's unrestricted.
So nobody's doing anybody favors.
No.
I think the LA, the Detroit Red Wings
Stay
did a nice
focused.
Job. Detroit Red Wings
Does
did a nice job there.
Does it have
to
do with the fact that we've got a special guest at 1240?
1240. Taylor Stevens. She is an adult entertainer.
I thought it was John Stevens, the L.A. I thought we were talking to John Stevens, the L.A. King assistant.
No.
It's
no.
Tay Stevens.
And she's turned herself into an NHL story. A legitimate NHL story.
Well, based on Peter DeBoer's little peek.
She's been a bit of a distraction.
No, she hasn't.
For the LA Kings, they lost.
Now,
she was supposed to be a distraction for
the
New
Devils,
Jersey
Devils, but they've turned it into a positive.
She's a devil, I think.
I was in LA for game 4, so I didn't watch it on television. I didn't realize until I was flying home the next day
that you
what
didn't
had
watch,
happened.
That you didn't watch the game? Is that what you realized?
I think she's got a little devil in her.
Is that why you're a little jittery and you're a little nervous?
No, have you got your
questions ready for her?
Oh, I have no trouble with this interview.
Then your research on her?
I did some research.
I have no idea what to ask her, except hockey questions.
Well, here's...
I'm going to ask her who she thinks is the biggest boob in the NHL.
I'm going to ask her who got her tickets for her.
Do you think she was a plant?
I don't know, but we'll find out if she was a plant.
Canadian girl.
Yeah, Toronto girl. That's great. We have a lot of celebrities here in Toronto.
No,
John Shannon.
We've watched over the years a lot of attractive people behind the benches.
Not really. And I focus on the game. I don't know what the hell you're watching.
Yeah, I don't either. We look at systems and style of play.
We're professional.
What makes this one, what makes Taylor any different? And is it really distracting? Mac, you've stood there.
You know what? I've had some distracting people behind my bench when I coached. Quite a few distracting people behind my bench. And I used to, sometimes I'd have them thrown out because they bugged me. So I'd tell the referee they were spitting on me or the security.
Have them thrown out.
Don't go other places here. Focus.
I have not had, you know what?
Has there been a hot, beautiful woman back there?
Yes. Yes. And her husband.
How do you know it was the husband?
Or her boyfriend, whatever, yeah.
Has it in any way been a distraction?
No. No, it hasn't been. Never affected
but
my
you
focus.
But you noticed.
But
did you and the assistant coaches?
A few giggles here and there amongst the
giggle.
Players.
Oh, no, the boys would giggle.
Come on.
I used to ask the players, because I'd see some in some of the player sections, and I'd say, okay, who gave the tickets? who gave those tickets away. And they'd all lie.
How about Madison Square Garden when Carol Alt would walk down to her, the whole bench.
Carol.
It'd be like,
look how slow this girl's walking by her. She's trying to get on TV.
It'd be like the official would be like, can you hold on just dropping the puck until Carol's sitting down, please?
That was a distraction.
That was
when
a distraction.
When I was on the bench and Carol would make the walk from the concourse to the second row.
Yes.
Two in was her seat.
So you didn't glance at the beautiful women?
I did like the same as Peter DeBoer did. Just a glance.
Okay. You know what Peter DeBoer needs? He needs your transitions.
Yeah.
He needs a dark pair of glasses.
Just got a note calling you out, Kipper. Says, Kippy only ever pauses the TVs upstairs while we're watching games for making fun of Mac or girls behind the bench.
That is so wrong to say that.
That's not true.
Because it's not true.
The shootout at Chicago.
Which is girls.
Yeah, but they're on the ice. They're not behind the bench.
Okay.
Just to see if, you know, you knew a few from your heyday.
That's the only time you ever paused.
Well, before, you know, I
and
was married with kids.
And he doesn't pause one TV.
He pauses them all.
He pauses them all.
But yeah. I don't mean to. It's just one stupid remote controls all of them. And I don't know who set that up in that green room, but it's ridiculous.
Well, Rogers, it's state of the art
for all PVRs.
Yeah.
But they're different PVRs, so they should have different remotes. If I freeze frame one TV,
I agree.
It should just be one TV. I shouldn't freeze frame 12.
Pause.
Who's going to win tonight?
12 TVs. It should not freeze.
In theory, that does make sense. I have two TVs in my viewing area at home. Same thing. You got
to get back
pause.
To
Can
topic.
We talk hockey?
Yeah, we got a note from upstairs saying that we got to stay on topic.
Kippy.
When they send those, so, I just go off topic.
Before we get away from this. And Taylor Stevens is going to join us in a little bit. Adult entertainer. Sat behind the bench for game four in L.A. And became a
great
sensation.
Tweet here.
Okay, hold on. Kippy?
You're already interrupting.
Do players notice the girls?
Yes, they're human. Mm-hmm. Before they're even hockey players, they're human.
They're boys.
They're boys. They do notice. Then you got to refocus. Be professional.
Do you skate back to the bench slower so you can get... a good look.
Stop it.
Doug McClain will likely ask her if she wants to buy a Mercedes or a condo.
This is true. Sad. Yeah,
that is true. Game six tonight. Third shot.
Took us 10 minutes.
Third shot to wrap this thing up. So is it even now when you talk about pressure? When you talk about things tightening around the teams?
First of all, the Devils can't lose a game, and the Kings can still lose one more. So I don't care how you spin it. There's still more pressure on the Devils to win for obvious reasons.
Into the mic.
You know that if it goes game seven, it's Devils home ice. I mean, I think there's a ton of pressure on LA. This is their they've got to win it tonight. And I think that's what they're feeling. That they have
and
to win.
When was the last time they lost three in a row? Like February? This is their adversity. You know, they say you never can win a Stanley Cup without adversity. And the Kings were awfully close. Let's face it. You know, if they would have won four straight, we would have sat there and said, you know, amongst history, this was one of the easiest Stanley Cups anybody's ever won. And now all of a sudden, you know, is that gone? Well, they get it done in six. People will still sit there and say it's an amazing run by the LA Kings. But going to game seven is a different ball game.
Coach, news to tell you about, by the way, Craig McTavish will leave his post with the Chicago Wolves. The Vancouver Canucks thank him for his time there.
I think I mentioned that was going to happen a month ago, remember?
And Craig McTavish.
That's a surprise, but I had heard
he's
that.
Not available.
I had heard that a month ago, that he was leaving.
So the LA Kings, has it been more to do with their play the last two games? They scored themselves, basically, the two goals
I think they've played. I thought their game the other night was a real good game.
I do, too.
I thought they were the better team in that particular game.
They were much better than game four.
But the Devils got a couple of bounces, which they didn't get early on. But listen, they had three shots on goal in the third period, the Devils. At home, they had three shots on goal in the third period in a 2-1 game. And you saw in the last minute... I mean, did Richards not have two that he teed up from one-timers from the perfect spot? I thought they played really well, but that's how tight it is. That's how close it is. Every game has essentially been.
And Marty Brodeur was great.
Marty Brodeur was really good.
Was a battler.
And the Devils now feel that mystique that Quick had in the first three games has been lifted.
I'll tell you what the LA's.
I don't necessarily still agree with, you know, the fact that they've gotten to him now, but it's not there like it was the first three games.
And you know what? Another
well, he handed
loss,
them both. Well, the first goal he handed.
Yeah,
to
he
them.
Didn't.
The
he had goal, no chance in the second goal.
Second goal went off his own player.
Right. Brown's been a big loss for them. He just hasn't played. It's been 9 or 10 games since Brown scored here, and he's got to be injured. He's not the same player, and he got rocked early in the game by Clarkson. Clarkson's becoming the story. I mean, I know Brodeur was very good, but Clarkson
didn't have a shot the other night and was impactful.
Yeah, he didn't have a shot, but he had, what, 5 or 7 hits, and he rocked Brown, which sends a big message when you rock the guy that runs around hitting everybody. I think Clarkson's quickly becoming Hendrick, have become the stories of this series. Not yeah. Parise, not Kovalchuk.
No, Parise was, but Parise was the best skater
yeah,
on the
but not
ice.
In the series. He was invisible for the first four games.
Well, yeah, the last two games.
He was not invisible in game 5.
He played well the last game.
The two games that they've won, they've got goals from Kovalchuk and Parise.
Yeah, empty net, and Parise was good the other night. But he in the series, Clarkson and Hendrick have been way ahead of Parise. Now, Parise, gave him, that's a big, I'll tell you what's a big sign is, Parise played great. If he keeps it, that's the scary part now. Their big guys are slowly getting it going here in the series. They've been invisible the first four games. So we'll see.
They just need, LA just needs one big game out of Kopitar and one big game out of Drew Doughty, and I think they'll be fine.
See, Williams has been the best player on that line. Kopitar and Brown have dropped off.
Yeah, they've dropped off.
And they've got to get them going again.
Darryl Sutter changed up his lines in the third period the other night.
Brown didn't play the last 5 minutes of the game.
He went up with Stoll, or went down to Stoll's line a little bit. But and Gagne moved up from the fourth line.
Right, but there was no mention post about Brown, eh?
No.
So, what about the subtle change of putting Simone Gagne in and taking Richardson out?
So would you put Brad Richardson back in?
I would.
For game 6?
I would.
I would, too.
For an emotional lift. And I'll tell you what's been also a big difference in the series is Talinder going in. And giving them I know he hasn't played since January 17th, but he's an experienced guy, and it's helped them. It's helped settle down a defense that was really under siege in the first three games. They were having trouble containing LA on the forecheck and the cycles, and it's been much better the last couple of games. So Talinder's a big plus, getting him in.
Tweet coming into at Darren Millard from Chris. Tinted visors. Now we know why they wear them. Just like when I wear sunglasses at the Calgary Stampede. Talking about Peter DeBoer and what he should do tonight. Game 6 with Taylor Stevens behind him.
I think he should. Is she going to be sitting in the same seats tonight?
I heard she's going there.
That's why she's on the show, Mac. So I we can ask these impactful questions that could
impact the
decide
game.
Who wins the Stanley Cup.
She wants LA to win.
She does. But a Toronto girl, so where's her allegiance to L.A.?
Oh, but she's a big Leafs fan.
Is she?
Oh, big Leafs fan. Well, she knew you played for the Leafs. You got to be a pretty big Leaf fan to know you played. I mean, you only were there 20 games.
Corey says, at Darren Millard, which will be shown first in the game, the Stanley Cup or the other cup?
Okay,
let's
keep it
Hockey
on.
Hockey Central at noon.
A family show, please.
One of
people.
The best family shows out there. Let's keep it that way.
Okay. Hey, your wife's listening today?
No. Kippy? She doesn't even know I work here.
I don't even think 2004 was the last time she watched or listened.
She's going to find out about it. We continue to look ahead to game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final, plus a little chat about the Detroit Red Wings, and this trend of teams telling players, we're not bringing you back. It seems to be a little bit of a new twist in the game. And, of course, Taylor Stevens on Hockey Central at noon. Sportsnet 590, The Fan, simulcast on Sportsnet.
Now more Hockey Central at noon, simulcast on Sportsnet and Sirius Channel 157 on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Are you looking at something like the Toronto Maple Leafs comeback? 70 years ago, coming back from a 3-0 deficit in the Stanley Cup final.
1942 being rewritten.
To force a seventh game.
Can't believe it.
The Leafs won that one.
How big is tonight's first goal?
Well, it's proven to be big for everybody and for both teams, but it is huge. There's no doubt about it. I think L.A. are feeling it. I really do. And if they ever, just the feeling, they go from a cinch to win the cup. You know, Lombardi's being interviewed. Tim Lewicki's being interviewed. Luke Robitaille's being interviewed. Marcel Dion. I mean, it's just like.
Stevens in about 20 minutes.
It was like everybody was just basically handing them the cup, including me.
Because they were up 3-0.
Exactly.
And you now, you had the Porsche packed going back to PEI.
Last week. It's been unpacked.
Now, did you take the perishable items out and put them into the fridge?
Everything. No, there's nothing left in the fridge. Hasn't been anything in the fridge for about a month.
No. 4 years. Hasn't been anything in the fridge in 4 years.
Nothing's rotten down in there, is it?
You're the one with the rotten potato problem. Yeah,
honestly, it's
Animal
House.
The goal total by the losing team so far in the Stanley Cup final. 1-1-0-1-1.
Unbelievable number.
So you get two goals.
You win.
Cup.
You think LA can get two goals tonight and win, wouldn't you?
But remember, what did they go, 20 games?
Okay. I know.
Without being able to score more than three.
They went nine games where they didn't get a goal. Yeah.
On that note, first goal wins.
Isn't that simple?
It would appear that way, doesn't it? It would certainly appear that way.
You know, and like you said, Marty's been real good. He had three posts the other night. Bounces are going his way that didn't go the first three games. It's a snowball effect.
Stop breakaways again.
That's what that first goal will do tonight for New Jersey. It'll keep that ball and the momentum rolling.
And he's been more aggressive than I've noticed in earlier rounds. He had the diving poke check the other night, mm-hmm. and then he stacked the pads in an unconventional way on the Jarrett Stoll breakaway.
The breakaway, yeah.
In game five.
And quick, you know, the mistake behind the net, you know, where he got caught, you know, because of the trapezoid.
Now, a lot of people criticized the trapezoid.
Yeah.
But in that case, would you concur that the trapezoid led to that goal?
Most definitely, because he couldn't follow through.
Wow.
I don't know that picked that up. You picked it up when we were watching.
Wouldn't you rather take a penalty than lay an egg back there?
But not your penalty killing, the way the LA Kings is going right now? Yeah, but again, first goal.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And Green has to peel off the other way because he thinks Quick may flip it into the corner. Exactly. And then Parise's got the
open net.
Green light.
Tap in.
Going.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's the trapezoid led to it. There's no doubt about it. Big part of it. But you know, Quick hasn't caught, like we had the one bad goal in Phoenix from center ice. Derek Morris, was it?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's it. He hasn't given up a funny goal. That one was a bad goal, in my opinion. It cost.
As far as stopping the puck.
He's been terrific.
As solid as you're going to get.
Exactly. Listen, nobody can ever blame Jonathan Quick for the LA Kings if they blow this series, I'll tell you that.
He was such a lock for the Conn Smythe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was.
Could they lose in seven games and still give it to Jonathan Quick?
No, Brodeur gets it.
Brodeur
gets it.
To come back from 3-0, they'd have to give it to Martin
Brodeur.
The
winning goalie is the Conn Smythe winner. The winning goalie.
Kovalchuk coming into this series the New Jersey Devils was my favorite.
Not a chance.
No, coming into the series?
Not for me, it wasn't.
No, me neither.
Not for
Jonathan
me.
Jonathan Quick.
No, sorry, from a New Jersey.
Oh, no, yeah, from a New Jersey perspective.
Yeah.
The closest.
If the New Jersey Devils won the Stanley Cup, coming into the Stanley Cup final, Kovalchuk was my pick for the Conn Smythe.
I would have had a hard time giving it to Kovalchuk still. But he's right there.
If he would have had a good final and found a way to score four goals.
He's going to lead the playoffs in scoring,
but
potentially.
It's not even going to be close if Jersey win it. It will be Marty Brodeur.
What a story at 40.
What an amazing story. And after the last couple of playoffs he's had.
He's two wins away from it. You know, it's not four anymore.
No.
So
good point.
If you had...
No, I'm telling you, it's scary.
I'm going to think outside the realm of really what's happening. And erase from your mind that the LA Kings won the first three and New Jersey's coming back. I'm going to give you a scenario where right now Marty Brodeur, Jonathan Quick, Devils, Kings. Devils have to win two games to win the Stanley Cup. LA Kings have to win one. Who would you take?
I'm taking Kings. LA.
You're still taking LA?
Still taking LA. I think it's over tonight.
I think just based on the blue line, you take the Kings.
And I even if it goes to seven, I'm still taking the Kings.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm curious. You know what?
I almost might change.
Yeah.
Don't you want to see game six before you really say seven?
Hey, you guys.
There's a game seven I'm going to snap.
You guys had some fun with me because I went
Maybe we'll go.
No, I'm not. I refuse to go.
I'm going to pull a Millard. I'm just going to go.
I'll go with you.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Thelma and Louise, bud. And let's Louise. Just go.
We'll just go, and then we'll drive into the shore after the game.
Jeff Merrick and I will do the show again. We'll like when you're at the Memorial Cup, we'll fill in again.
Well, you guys had some fun with me because I went to game four.
I was told if you guys are going for game seven, that John Garrett's going with you.
The boys from Saskatoon had a big conversation whether they should wait in L.A. for a potential game six. And the LA Kings win. These are the other friends of Jarrett's. Or drive or fly to Newark and be there in case the LA Kings and Jarrett won there.
And now where are they going?
They gambled. They went to Newark.
And where are they now?
Back in Saskatoon.
They ran out of money.
They said, okay, we'll give them two shots to win.
Yeah.
If you don't win it in two shots, it's your fault.
We're out.
We've done our part. Now they're back in Saskatoon.
And you ran out of money on one trip.
Well, I guess I ran out of money because I was going to lose my job.
But you went because of the post-party at the Playboy Mansion. That's why you went, right?
I didn't know about the mansion.
Which really...
I didn't know about the mansion when I booked my ticket.
It's kind of baffling that...
You didn't?
No.
Okay, Jen.
I did not know about the mansion when I booked my ticket. You don't think I would have told you guys about that?
Just to tick us off?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
You don't think I would have rubbed that in?
You would have.
By the way, it's not really a team party after the game when only like four or five single guys can go.
Hey.
You don't think there's a family room at the mansion?
A nanny's room?
Hey, listen. Hey. It's not a
aunts
team.
Aunts and uncles. Aunts and uncles, we're all going to Playboy Mansion. Close your eyes when you pass this room.
You know Great Wolf Lodge? They've got the family pool.
It's not a family. It's not a team function either when booster club people with jerseys come into it either. What would you, Hefner, have said when you walked in with your Stoli jersey on?
I didn't wear a sweater. It's not a jersey. It's a sweater.
It's a track suit.
It's a sweater. I wore a suit.
Did you?
Yeah, of course.
I look professional.
Media. Yeah. Whether you're working or not, you're still media.
Yeah.
Right? You gotta look the part.
Yeah, no, for sure.
The Detroit Red Wings. By the way, Taylor Stevens is going to join us in a little bit. The adult entertainer. Who has gained great fame from her appearance behind the bench in Game 4. Is she going tonight? We're hearing rumblings that she is. Where is she sitting tonight? Is it back behind the New Jersey bench? And
she's got some pretty good connections.
To get
those seats.
You can't pause when you say she's got some pretty good. You can't do that to us.
She's got some pretty big connections.
You can't do that. Please.
So
keep it on track.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's hard enough at the best of times. So Taylor Stevens in a couple of moments. What are her plans? What's she going to wear tonight? We'll get into the fashion part of things. Normally, we don't delve.
Blackwell guy now from the Oscars.
Should have brought Deborah Berman
in. What are you wearing?
Blackwell.
Blackwell. Is that not who it is? The best dressed list? Am I right?
Yeah. We should have brought Deborah Berman in to ask her some fashion questions.
Detroit Red Wings. Trade Brad Stewart's rights to the San Jose Sharks. So now you've lost Nick Lidstrom and Brad Stewart. How close are they?
And you have, what, $15 million in cap space
and Brian
now.
Rafalski a year ago. Three pretty big pieces.
You could, and Steve Yzerman like 3 years before that.
You could now, if you're Detroit, sign Ryan Suter and Zach Parise.
I was told today it's going to be a monumental push to sign those two guys by Detroit.
I was going to ask the question, how close are the Detroit Red Wings to a rebuild?
Not if they get those two.
Right.
They've done the rebuild in
right
one day.
Right back in it.
They've done the rebuild in one day.
Not in 20 minutes.
I'm just not convinced that Suter, I know how good he is, but yeah, he's no Nick Lidstrom.
But I'm also not under the impression that it's a done deal that he'll go to Detroit.
Totally not a done deal. For sure. But they will make a big time push to get him.
And make no mistake about it, Stanley Cup or no Stanley Cup, Zach Parise is out of New Jersey. Okay? You don't go the distance here to re-sign. You don't. That's what's happened to Nashville with Suter. It'll probably happen with Weber. How far can you go past $6.5-7.5 million, right?
So is it even more impressive?
It's just they want to move on.
So I think it's even more impressive that Zach Parise has been able to help his team into a Stanley Cup final if he already knows in the back of his mind that he's gone.
But it's to win a Stanley Cup. It's an individual thing, too. How can you say that?
What do you think? A guy sitting there going, I'm not going to be here.
So anyway, I don't care
so
about the cup.
Mail it in?
No.
That's not the way athletes work. But
not when it comes to the
no
cup.
No chance. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. That's something that you take the rest of your life, no matter where you're playing in the 6 months from now.
So if he wins it,
he becomes a bigger commodity. Because you know for a fact, he is a big commodity, no doubt. But if he wins it, and if they win it, he's going to be a really important guy. I mean, you said about how well he played the other night.
Yeah, putting the cart before the horse.
If they win it, he will be one of the main reasons.
When was the last time a captain won the cup and left his team?
Hey, listen.
It's new CBA.
That's the world we're living in right now.
But you know what? Listen.
Salary cap.
That was very deep. I'll never forget. I phoned Gary Bettman when the deal was done. When the CBA was done, and I remember getting a call at 10 in the morning that the new CBA had been done and the lockout was over.
Why didn't you give us the scoop?
And
you said, Gary.
I said, Gary.
Did you point your finger at him?
No. Am I hearing this right, that guys are unrestricted after 7 years in the NHL at 25 years of age? Because I thought, I couldn't believe my ears that was given up by the NHL.
Did you spit your gum at him?
That was given up by the NHL. Do you know how big that is and how much money that has cost the teams? That guys walk as unrestricted free agents at 25 years of age? From 31 to 25 it went?
You know, it's going to be interesting.
Did you use this same tone?
If they push hard to get it back.
Did you use the same tone with Gary that you just used with us?
If you were still a president, would you go back to Gary and say, we got to push this thing back up? We have to get it away from 25?
It's cost a lot of money. Teams. I was the first one faced with it. I had Rick Nash. I had to get Rick Nash done on a long-term deal because he's going to be unrestricted at 25 years of age. And I was the first one that was faced with it. And then I got ripped because I signed him to a long five-year contract because I had to buy unrestricted.
Got to take a break.
It's a joke.
For those of you that are playing the Doug McClain when he mentions Rick Nash drinking game, go ahead.
I haven't mentioned it in a long time.
No, it's been... Because usually you have to stock up, right? So there's a lot of bottles.
There's a lot of guys that haven't had a good drink.
Yeah. A long time.
Exactly.
Jeff Merrick just sent me a note. Wayne Gretzky, 1988, captain, won the Stanley Cup, and he left. Now, he was traded, but same. He wasn't with his team the next
Jeff year. Merrick, he's our resident historian.
When we continue.
Thanks, Jeff.
Do you think Jeff sent us a note on Taylor Stevens?
Yeah.
Mac needs some research on
I don't need
it. Are you nervous? Stevens. Are you nervous?
No, I'm excited.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Like, why? I'm excited when we have Gretzky on or when we have, you know, some of our big time guests
on. Talk
about
being excited.
I've talked to Wayne Gretzky before.
Yeah, I know.
I've talked to gold medalists before. I've talked to world champions before.
Why is this girl walking so slow by us so she can get on TV?
She wants to be, I thought you were talking about the cleaning lady.
I've never, have you ever conversed with an adult entertainer before?
No, I have not.
That's a first for Hockey Central. Tay Stevens. Will she go to Game 6 tonight? Hockey Central and Sportsnet 590 The Fan, simulcast on Sportsnet.
Cooler than Math Club and almost as cool as Chess Club. The Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. Now more Hockey Central at noon. Simulcast on Sportsnet and Sirius Channel 157 on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final, the unexpected, unthinkable Game 6 from where the first three games of the Stanley Cup Final were. It's Darren Millard, Nick Kiprios, Doug McClain here at Hockey Central. And we would like to bring in, excuse me, do not interrupt.
If there's one time,
would you shut up?
They are not going to interrupt us right now. Here is Taylor Stevens, who joins us. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? I'm
very good. So are you going to Game 6 tonight?
I sure am, yeah.
Do you have the same seats?
I have the exact same seats.
Now, are those season tickets, or are those tickets that you were given?
They're tickets that I was given. They're on my wish list. A fan bought them for me because of the rough year that I've been going through, and I'm really excited to have them, definitely.
So, Tay, there was...
Tay, are you, you guys
we're
close
well,
now?
We're close, yeah. Well, when you, I am with all the guests we have on here. You know, there's some people would thought you were a plant, that you were there to be a distraction to the Devils. You've seemed to have turned it around for the Devils.
Well, yeah, it seems that it's not. If I was a plant, they'd probably want their money back, wouldn't they? But I'm not. If anyone knows me, they know I go to almost every sporting event. I love football, I love basketball, I love hockey. I'm usually at wherever city I'm in, I'm usually at the games. So I was just there to see the Kings hoist the cup, and that's why I was there for. I'm having fun with it. So.
Are you aware of the players, coaches that are looking at you throughout the game?
I mean, I really feel that they're not. I mean, I really feel that this was a really funny thing that happened, but I mean, they're focused on the game. If they love the sport as much as I love the sport, then I know that they're focused. They're focused on winning the Stanley Cup, and that's where the focus should be. I mean, I'm not bigger than the game. My boobs might be bigger than the game, but I'm not bigger than the game, you know? So I want everyone to focus on the hockey.
Now, I think people probably aren't aware that you are, in fact, from Toronto. And do you live in Toronto and just work in L.A., or... are you strictly in LA now?
You're closing in on stalker territory here.
No, I want to get into the Leafs. I want to get into the Leafs chat.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I was born and raised in Toronto, Canada. I still live there. I actually bought a place in Las Vegas because I love the city and it has meaning to me. And so I just go back and forth from Vegas and Toronto. I mean, I'm a webcam girl. I work online. I'm an adult model. I do my own shoots for my website and stuff. So for me, I work at home, and it's usually in Toronto or in Vegas. I can work from anywhere.
Are you a Leaf fan first and then a Kings fan? Or
absolutely. Look, I'm a Leaf fan, and it's just breaking my heart. That's why. Like, I've been a Leaf fan forever. I used to go to every single game and be at the bar in my Leafs jersey, you know, and it was just, I love that team, and I just want them to be great so bad, you know. But since they're not, I mean, I'm going to root for a team I think is great. And I think the LA Kings are playing great right now. They've had a great playoff run, and I'd love to see them have the cup.
Who's your favorite player?
My favorite player? I don't know. I like Dustin Brown. I think Kopitar's great. And obviously the goalie is fantastic. So, I mean, to lose only four games in the playoffs is, like, not so bad.
Are you sensing the Kings are nervous right now? Do you sense that throughout the city, or is it just they're totally confident?
I mean, it is gut check time for them, but I don't think that they are nervous. I mean, they're a good team. There's a lot of talent on that team, and I don't think that they're nervous. I mean, like any team would be. I get nervous before something. We all get nervous. We're all human. But I think that they are confident in their talent, and I think they're going to pull it off here in L.A.
What's the weirdest thing, oddest request that you've received throughout this whole era that you've since you broke onto the scene and started getting all this extra attention after Game 4?
I mean, I'm getting a lot of weird, a lot of weird stuff. Like, oh,
Doug, stop mailing your stuff. Sorry about that.
I mean, I'm getting a lot of like silly stuff, but I mean, I have fun with it. But they're just like, oh, just go to the game in body paint or do this or do that. And it's just kind of, it's
so
silly, but.
Is it a tough decision now? Because obviously it's a national, it's a national broadcast and you are visible behind the bench. Is it an easy decision on what you'll wear tonight?
I was going to ask that.
Actually, I've already decided what I'm wearing tonight. And
can we break the news? That's all we've been breaking here lately.
All I can say is whatever I do wear tonight, it definitely has some meaning behind it. So I'm definitely, I definitely already have that picked out.
Is it hockey related?
You guys gotta watch and see.
Like what? Like a garter belt to hold up
a jersey?
Taylor might be a cool jersey.
Taylor has battled cancer in the last year.
Yes,
and things are going good.
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Yes.
So and things are going well on that front.
They're better. They're absolutely better than they were, you know, a little while ago. But we're still fighting, and I'm a fighter, born and raised fighter. So I will, I'll fight this and beat this too. So.
Did the LA Kings get in contact with you at all after Game 4?
No, nobody contacted me. No, I'm just a fan that went to the game, and this came out of it. And it's really good. I think it's good. I think if it brings attention to hockey and it makes people smile, then I'm happy.
Were you responsible for kicking Charlie Sheen out the other night?
No, I wasn't responsible for kicking him out. I mean, come on. You can't get kicked out and just expect to get back in because you're Charlie Sheen. Like, I mean, hey, this is fine. No reentry for anybody. I mean, there's rules.
Doug, we'll give you the last question.
No, I got the last question.
No, I would like a question.
Okay, we get one each.
It's not a question. It's a statement. Tay, great luck with your battle, and hope it goes well. And you know what? It's added a little fun to the series, and we thank you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do want to say one thing though. I have a little tiff with Brady for his comments earlier. I just want him to do his homework before he goes calling me a born idiot, just for the record.
Who's okay, that? Also Greg for the Brady? Record, he used really? To work on this show, but yeah. We fired him.
Okay, yeah, because that's fine. I mean,
I didn't hear this.
To say, but let's have people do their research and their homework. There's a lot more to me than what's in my bra. There's a lot in my head, too.
Before Kippy jumps in here, can you give Peter DeBoer, who's a friend of the show, can you give him a little wave today when he sneaks that peek?
Absolutely. I love him. You know, he's been so great with this. He's been great, terrific. And amusing, and he's a great coach, and he's fun and laid back, so good for him. I mean, I just want to see some great hockey tonight, I'd love to see the cup come out.
Did Daryl sneak a glance?
He's on the other side.
I couldn't see Daryl.
He's got mirrors set up tonight in the building. Before we let you go, I got to ask you this question. Who's the oldest gentleman that you've worked with in your industry? Because Doug McLean's contract's up at the end of the year.
He didn't go
to the Memorial Cup. He didn't go to the Stanley Cup Final. Is there any room in your industry for a guy like Doug McLean?
That is such a bad comment.
Let me tell you this. There's definitely room for people in the industry, but I've actually never done any kind of, I'm a solo artist. I've never done any work with any, I've never done any boy-girl work or anything like that. It's just me, solo.
We're just asking if Doug can pose. I'm not insinuating any actual action. I just think Doug is
That is such
still,
a bad comment
it
by
could
you,
be
Kipriel.
A good model.
Could Doug set up a webcam the way that you've done it and been very successful? Do you think Doug could set up a webcam?
Listen, I'll back Doug, and we can get him on webcam anytime.
Hey, Tay, good luck. I hope your Kings win, dear.
Thank you. He can come to me on TayStevens.com, and he can come and hang out, and I'll put him on my webcam, and then, bam, he'll skyrocket.
Thanks. Thank you, Tay. Good luck with everything.
Thanks for joining us for being a great sport.
See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Listen, there's a chance your condos could go south. There's a chance you don't get renewed here. You turn down a job in...
My deal's closer than yours is.
In Europe. You turn down a job. I'm just looking out for possibilities for you. That's all. Listen.
You don't have to look out for possibilities for me.
You do 17 minutes on the treadmill every month.
You don't have to look out for me.
Every month.
Trust me.
17 minutes every month?
Once a month. He's on the treadmill doing 17 minutes. You're in pretty good shape. I'm just you could do a webcam.
I wouldn't look out for me. I would look out for you.
he's getting a little close to.
I think he's blushing.
That was a terrible comment to make.
Who?
You guys.
I think you're blushing.
Brutal.
We almost had to tell you to take a walk there.
Anyway, she sounded like.
Don't
a nice
adjust
girl.
Your sets. That's Doug McLean blushing.
She was a nice girl.
She was a great girl.
Yeah.
I don't know what Greg Brady said to her or said about her.
No, I don't either.
Any idea?
It had something to do with intelligence, I believe.
And obviously it didn't sit too well with her. Can't say I blame her.
Well, listen, you asked her to break down the series, did you not?
Yes, I did.
Her expert analysis.
You know what? She was a pretty knowledgeable hockey fan. you know, which was really great to hear.
And you know what, too? It's good to get it out there that the LA Kings did not plant her right behind the bench.
She just wants to go
to the
game. As
a distraction. She's just hanging out.
Okay. How long until we get our first ISO camera of Peter DeBoer tonight?
It'll be on a lot.
Won't be long.
It'll be on a lot.
And you know what? She says she's dressing special tonight.
I suspect it'll be something to do with her battle.
Battle, yeah.
You know, against cancer, which is great.
Like a 1-800 number or something?
I have no idea what it'll be.
Okay.
I'm not guessing.
What? I don't know.
We've got a minute and a half to go here.
I'm just asking her. Like, you know, maybe donations.
Who wins tonight?
LA Kings.
Yeah. I think everybody would probably be inclined to say that this would be fun to watch it go seven, but I'm with Mac. I think LA's the deeper team and they'll find a way to win.
And I think it'll be by more than one goal. I think it'll be a 3-1, 4-1 type.
Is that
game.
You just talking about wanting to get back to PEI soon?
No, nothing to do with it. But you know what? I just think
we're here for the week now.
Yeah, we're here till Friday.
That's a good thing.
It's great. Really, really great.
Can you imagine the family and the friends and the players and the coaches of the LA Kings? If it goes seven,
if you've been
that close three games in a row.
If I get many more tips about how to do this show, I may not be here Thursday and Friday.
All we say is speak into the mic.
I don't mean from you.
Oh. Craig McTavish, he's going back to Edmonton. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Senior Vice President of Hockey Operations.
Yeah. And I had heard a month ago he was going to be out as the coach in the American Hockey League. It didn't go very well. And it's good for Craig. He gets a job. I mean, he's a Kevin Lowe guy. Makes sense. You know.
Also, congratulations to the Norfolk Admirals who won the Calder Cup on the weekend.
Yes.
A great run. Not as good as ours in 1988, but a good run.
I couldn't believe that you guys never lost a playoff game.
We never lost a playoff game.
But they went
in 1988.
43-40.
Did they go undefeated in the playoffs?
They went 43-46 or something.
Did they go undefeated in the playoffs like the Hershey Bears in 1988?
No.
Led by guys like me and Brian Dobbin.
And Mitch Lamoureux.
Where's
he now?
Dave Fenves.
Who's your coach?
Don Knockbauer.
Who's your coach? John Paddock?
John Paddock.
We'll see if it goes seven.
Gord Murphy.
Watch and enjoy Game 6, everybody.